This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is upholding a Trump-era rejection of nearly all significant Chinese maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration is also warning China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw U.S. response under mutual defense treaties. The stern message came in a statement released late Sunday ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida say they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed that site. The mayor, Daniela Levine Cava, said Sunday that 90 deaths have been confirmed thus far. Among them are 71 bodies that have been positively identified, and their next of kin has been notified. Some 31 people remain missing. Crews continue to search the remaining pile of rubble, peeling layer after layer of debris in search of bodies. The county fire chief said it was uncertain when the recovery operations would be completed. Pfizer says it plans to meet up with top U.S. officials, health officials, on Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, maybe even likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. This is VOA.